Cedar Key Mayor Sue Colson is mad as heck over the lack of communication she has seen from BP Oil and federal officials.
We are very disappointed in the fact that this was not something that could have been stopped at the oil rig level with the correct valves and the correct equipment to contain it and do it there. Now, we're all paying the price hundreds of miles away. So is my faith in the government, is my faith in plans, is my faith in safeguard by government officials, and I should just lay back and think it's all going to be great? I have my doubts.
Mayor Colson's city has endured many disasters in its time. The no-name storm of 93, the banning of net fishing in 95, and the disappearance of the shrimp fleet. But nothing compares to the devastation that will arrive if the oil comes ashore.
Well, it could be potentially, it isn't going to be potentially. If it was to come, it would be devastating. It's not just the economical impact, it's the whole way of life and culture here that we pride ourselves in being proud of, our historic history of working on the water, our love of and protection of nature, which we have poured thousands, millions of dollars into protecting and keeping. We're surrounded by mangroves right here, and our seafood industry and our way of life. It's all melted together in a very neat package. The clams and the oysters and the natural habitat and the real Florida.
Cedar Key Chamber of Commerce Secretary Andrea Dennison sees an idyllic, laid-back way of life under threat.
We are probably going to lose the most beautiful assets, which are our birds. We are the largest breeding grounds for colonial birds. We're going to lose our means of earning a living, our clamming industry, and we're going to lose our tourism.